So Tanderan Bridge, this is the most recent bridge that's been put in, and it was put in as part of the works at Melbourne Olympic Park where we're going to land. The idea of this is it's an expression of the civic journey, so that journey that we've just been on. This is the kind of landing point from Melbourne Arts and Cultural Precinct through to our Sports and Entertainment Precinct. So it's continuity, no cars, walking or bikes, obviously, and this idea that this is just part of the walking network, part of the city, part of the Birrarung landscape. This was actually a competition, and it was we didn't know who the designers were, so it was what we call a blind competition. So it was judged on design, and the jury said it's got to be a bridge that sits in TCL's landscape. So it's got to be not just a kind of an engineering answer to a network problem. It's got to be something that sits in this incredible landscape, adds to it, is quite a poetic addition, and will be here forever. So the brief was quite evocative, and it was won by one of Melbourne's very competent architects, which was lucky because it's always hard when a competition's won by someone that you're not sure can do it. And so John Wardle and Associates, John Wardle Architects, JWA they're called, did this bridge. It had to navigate some difficulties. So you can see it had to get to Birrarung Ma under the Federation Bridge. So there was quite a lot of difficulties because it needs to be a certain slope so that it's all universal access.
And it's an example of a small infrastructure project having a very big influence. So we've been master planning on this site now for nearly 10 years. It's a long time. But one of the things that has been the ambition for this precinct is to make it universally design access. So whether you're not just coming in a wheelchair, I mean, I don't joke about this, they have major like Wiggles concerts at Rod Laver Arena. So the pram, you know, is lots. There's lots of things that people need that they don't want to use a lift. So this was fundamental. And although it's relatively small compared to the size of the precinct, it's made an enormous change. So at the very start of this project, we had a little survey. We asked people, if you arrive at Flinders Street Station, which is closer, the MCG or Rod Laver Arena? I think of about 100 people we had surveyed, we got about 86 saying the MCG is much closer than Rod Laver Arena, because to get to the MCG, you walk over the William Barrack Bridge, no traffic lights, you can be talking to your mate on the way to the footy, you can get to the MCG, easy peasy. To get to Rod Laver Arena, you had to go through traffic lights, East Link, Batman Avenue, it was a psychological nightmare. So this little bridge has made a huge difference. And previously, more people would get off at Richmond Station to go to Rod Laver Arena. Now people are choosing to get off at Flinders Street Station because they're enjoying the walk.
Yeah.
With no offence to Richmond Station, it's not quite as charming as this walk here. So this little bridge has done a lot of good.
It was named Tanderan because there was a public naming competition, and the word Tanderan came up a lot of times. It's an Indigenous word for a welcoming word, so it's kind of welcome.
Welcome, please come in.
Welcome, please come in, yeah. This navigates some interesting kind of local cultural things as well, and what the designers have done, you'll see a little belvedere has been designed to look down over Speaker's Corner as a memory of what Speaker's Corner used to be. And for those that don't know, Speaker's Corner was a series of basically of sort of stone blocks where anyone who wanted to pre-Twitter could stand on a block and shout about what they believed in, political or otherwise.